Happy weekend, everybody. It's Ross Nielsen. This is Killer Tunes. It's Bob Dylan week here on Killer Tunes. Check this out. This is Bob and the Band way back in the 70s.
How hard you try. You say you're certain that you kind of hurt, but you know sometimes you lie. Sometimes it gets so hard to care. It can't be this way everywhere. I'm gonna let you back. Kicking in the stone. Say anything.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Ross Nielsen. You've tuned in to Killer Tunes. Happy weekend. Listen, we got a unique show for you this week. I'm featuring the music and, well, the songs, anyway, of one artist in particular. It's Bob Dylan week. Bob turned 75 this past week, so I thought I would celebrate his Bobness with some amazing songs that Bob has done throughout his career. You know, I could do probably a year's worth of episodes of Killer Tunes specifically about Bob, but so it was really hard, needless to say, to condense this week's show down to a handful of tunes, but I've got some good ones. We kicked it off with Most Likely You'll Go Your Way. That's off of Before the Flood, Bob Dylan the Band. I believe that is 1974. And then followed by Sheryl Crow from 98's The Globe Sessions. That's her take on a Dylan tune called Mississippi. Bob recorded Mississippi initially for Time Out of Mind, I think in 96, I want to say. But he didn't actually release those sessions. Of course, that's a legendary album with Daniel Lanois. He later recorded Mississippi for Love and Theft, 2001's Love and Theft, a really great version, distinctly different than Sheryl Crow's, but both amazing versions nonetheless. So we're going to get right into my man, John Hammond, to one of the all-time greats. Came up with Dylan in the same time, in the same scene in New York City. John's father, Hammond Sr., discovered Bob, signed him to Columbia Records. I can't say enough about John Hammond Jr. He is the real deal. I saw him live with my mom, and he just destroyed. He was so, so great. And this is a really, really amazing version of I'll Be Your Baby Tonight off of a tribute album put out by House of Blues called Tangled Up in Blues. The moniker on the album says, "This ain't no tribute," but it's all Dylan tunes and really great versions of Dylan tunes. In fact, we'll play another one later on in the show from the same album. The album even had the band's last recording. They did a great version of One Too Many Mornings. Didn't play that one in the show because I had to play the band's version. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Stay tuned, everybody. Here's John Hammond, I'll Be Your Baby Tonight.
close your eyes, close the door. You don't have to worry anymore. 'Cause I'll be your baby tonight. Shut the light, shut the shade. You don't have to be afraid, 'cause I'll be your baby tonight. Well, that mockingbird's gonna sail away. We're gonna forget it. That big fat moon's gonna shine like a spoon. We gonna let it, you won't regret it. Kick your shoes off, do not fear. Pass that bottle over here, 'cause I'll be your baby tonight. Shine like a spoon. We gonna let it. You won't regret it. Kick your shoes off. Do not fear. Pass that bottle over here. 'Cause I'll be your baby tonight.
Walks in circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter is, but you know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat him kindly as they furnish him with tea. But deep inside my heart, babe, I know it cannot be. Oh, mama, could this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. There's an old queen in the alley behind the small hotel, talking to some French girl who said she knew me well. I've got to listen closely to see if she spills the beans, 'cause he knows I know, she knows they know, but we don't know what it means. Oh, mama, could this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Thank you. said come see her in a honky-tonk saloon. But I used to see her dance for free beneath the Panamanian moon. I said, oh, now, cool it, baby, you know about my debutante. She said, she just knows what you need, but I know what you want. Oh, mama, could this really be the end? You've been stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Gave me two choices, then it said jump right in. One was Texas medicine, and the other was railroad gin. Like a fool, I mixed it, and it scrambled up my mind. Now the people are getting uglier, and I lost all track of time. Oh, mama, could this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Yeah, that's Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues Again by the North Mississippi All-Stars, who I play all the time here on Killer Tunes because they're a killer band, and they have a lot of killer songs. That tune in particular was recorded for an album called Keys to the Kingdom, which was a tribute to the late, great Jim Dickinson, Luther and Cody's dad. Jim, of course, played with Dylan on Time Out of Mind. And it is rumored to me that when Jim was on his deathbed, he, in fact, wrote a note out to Luther saying that this tune, Stuck Inside a Mobile, could be done in a hill country style. And Luther arranged it up for that album and just knocked it out of the park. What a great, great rendition of a great song. Originally recorded for Blonde on Blonde, which turned 50 years old just a few weeks ago. What an incredible album, and 50 years old, that's hard to believe. Dylan recorded that when he was just 25. Amazing stuff. Previous to that was the legendary John Hammond Jr. with I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. Of course, originally released on Dylan's album 1967, John Wesley Harding, which is kind of the album that Dylan did around the time he had the legendary motorcycle crash, living in Woodstock, New York, wasn't touring, put that album out, of course, All Along the Watchtower on that album. Just an amazing album that just kind of snuck out as Dylan was hiding out in Woodstock. What, you know, was there a motorcycle crash? It's unknown. I'm sure somebody knows the truth, but it's not me. Of course, it's you know, a lot of people have kind of thought that maybe Dylan publicized a crash and that it was worse than it actually was, so he could get out of the public limelight for a little while, because he was, of course, just being picked apart at that time. The man couldn't do or say anything without it being scrutinized heavily. He had gone from protest singer to pop rocker. People were losing their minds about it. He just could do no right and could do no wrong. Everything he did was legendary, of course. Arguably the most important figure in the history of music, the history of rock. I know there's probably a lot of people out there right now who are throwing a fit that I said that, because they say, oh, the Beatles or the Beach Boys or blah, blah, blah. No. No, people. The Beatles revered Bob Dylan. It's an interesting pairing, because the Beatles wanted to be Bob Dylan and Bob Dylan wanted to be the Beatles. That's my take on it all. And I think Bob's influence was undeniable on the Beatles. Their writing changed drastically after they became aware of Bob, and really they got to the core of it, the depth of music after that. And you know, the Stones, it's not even the same ballpark. I love the Stones, but you know, you want to compare writing? No, doesn't even come close lyrically. The Beach Boys, while Brian Wilson is an undeniable genius, it's not until much later that Wilson was able to kind of shake off the surf pop moniker and get it a little deeper. But Bob, right out of the gate, going for the depth all the way down, people, and never really stopped. You know, people will argue that now he's a pale image of what he used to be. Lyrically, I disagree. I think Tempest was an amazing album. He is definitely mining the blues, but if you look through Dylan's career, you look through, look at his very first album, look at Time Out of Mind. I had a good listen to it on a run the other day. It's all blues, folks. Bob was never a stranger to mining his influences, be it folk music or blues music. He would go in for either or. Okay, I mentioned a few moments ago the blues tribute album, Tangled Up in Blues, which features a wonderful recording of One Too Many Mornings by the band. It's the band's last recording, in fact, and I was going to play it on the show today, but of course, you know, there's so much material to choose from. I had to whittle it down. And I really, really had to play this next tune. This is going to get us to the end of the first half hour, folks. And then we're going to pay some bills. And then we'll be back with another half hour of rousing Bob Dylan tunes here on 95.7 FM, The Wolf, Killer Tunes. That's what's going on. This song is When I Paint My Masterpiece, one of my top five Bob Dylan favorites. And it's hard to choose, folks. There's a lot of favorites. This song is just imagery wise, lyrically, it doesn't get much better. It takes you all around the world. It's so vivid, and the intro with the accordion, the harmonies, it just doesn't get any better. There's been a lot of covers of this tune. There's a great Chris Whitley and Jeff Lang cover of this song, which I almost played, but it's so creepy and dark. I really had to play the band's version. The Dead's version is great. I love it. I love all of them. This song is great. But this is, to me, the definitive version of When I Paint My Masterpiece. We're going to play this song, and then we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back. I am Ross Nielsen. You are listening to Killer Tunes. This is the band, When I Paint My Masterpiece.
Oh, the streets of Rome are filled with rubble. Ancient footprints are everywhere. You can almost think that you're seeing double. It's your Brussels. by big police. But someday everything's gonna be different when I paint that masterpiece.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum off of 2001's Love and Theft, an amazing album. Of course, featured Charlie Sexton on guitar. Just a killer, killer record. That's a good one. You know, I can't tell you how hard it is to whittle this down. If you're just tuning in, I'm Ross Nielsen. This is Killer Tunes here on 95.7 FM, The Wolf. We are honoring his Bobness today. He had a birthday last week, Mr. 75. Yes, indeed. Bob is 75. It's so crazy. Hard to imagine the life that he has lived, everything he's seen, and all he has done. Here is It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry. This is the great Taj Mahal.
tipsy girl, the hands of Harlow, I cannot hold you till it's heat. Your temperature is too hot for tame. Your flaming feet are burning up the street. I am homeless, come and take me to the reach of your rattling drum. Oh, let me know, babe, you're all about my fortune, down along my restless palm. Gypsy girl, got me swallowed. I have fallen far beneath your pearly eyes, so fast and slashing, and your flashing diamond teeth. The night is pitch black. Come and make my pale face fit into the place. Oh please, oh let me know, babe. Oh, I'm nearly drowning. Well, if it's you, my lifeline's chase. I've been wondering all about me ever since I seen you there on the cliffs of your wildcat charms. I'm riding, I know I'm round you, but I don't know where. You have slain me, you have made me. I got to laugh halfway off my heels. I got to know, babe, well, would you surround me so I can know if I'm really real?
Yeah, that was Chris Whitley with Spanish Harlem Incident. That's off of an album called Perfect Day with a rhythm section that you might know. Billy Martin and Chris Wood, of course, from Desky Martin and Wood. That whole album is recorded live off the floor, no overdubs, right to half-inch, two-track, and is a collection of love songs, in Whitley's opinion. Fantastic, fantastic version. And, of course, previous to that was Taj Mahal doing It Takes a Lot to Laugh. Bob originally recorded that tune, 1965's Highway 61 Revisited. As I said, folks, it is Bob Day here on Killer Tunes. I am Ross Nielsen. We are honoring his Bobness and his birthday. Hard to just pick a handful of songs, but we're getting it done. This next tune is an amazing song from really early in Bob's career. And this is the Allman Brothers doing this tune. It's a live version from one of their many gazillion live shows with the classic lineup of Derek Trucks and Warren Haynes. Funny how I say that's the classic lineup now. Really, it is. I don't know if that would be my favorite. It'd be hard, you know, the original lineup is hard to beat with Dickie and Dwayne, but Warren and Derek, when they hit their stride, it was undeniable. Just magical guitar, and as good as the Allmans ever were, in my opinion. All right, so without further ado, we're going to get right into this killer, killer tune, Blind Willie McTell by the Allman Brothers.
I see the arrow on the doorpost. Seeing this land is condemned, all the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem. I've traveled through East Texas, where many martyrs fell, and I know one thing nobody can say: the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Well, I heard the hoot owl sing, they were taking down the tents.
The stars above the barren trees, where his only audience. Them charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but I know one thing, nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. When our God is in his heaven, and we all want what's his, but power and greed, corruptible seed, seems to be all that there is. Well, I'm gazing the window of the St. James Hotel.
Yeah, wicked tune. A great duet from Greg and Warren Haynes there. That's Blind Willie McTell. Dylan originally demoed that in 83 for the Infidel Sessions. Of course, Infidels came on the heels of three largely Christian content albums, and critics kind of hailed Infidels as a return to rock. But I got to say, although I haven't played any on this show, there's tons of great stuff from those albums. Soul Train Coming has got some good stuff in particular. And, you know, I love all of Dylan's right and left turns in his career. Just a really true artist who just didn't give a shit, did whatever he wanted to, and I love that the best. That tune, the band, I think, cut that tune for an album called Jericho. And Dylan said in the press that it was their version, hearing their version, which prompted him to start doing it live around 1997. I've got a couple of bootlegs, live bootlegs of Dylan doing that, and it's just awesome. But I really wanted to play the Allman Brothers version because I just love that version so much. All right, folks, it's Ross Nielsen. This is Killer Tunes. We've been honoring his Bobness due to the fact that he had a birthday. And thanks for tuning in this week. We're down to the last run of the show. And again, you know, I could play hours and hours of Bob Dylan stuff. There's so much good stuff. You know, it's a lifetime of good stuff, literally like 55 plus years of amazing music and lyrics. The guy is an institution. He is studied in the universities of the world, and rightly so. He doesn't get much better. Before I sign off, I want to tell you guys, as I always do, to look after one another this week. You know, there's some crazy stuff going on in the world, and we could stand to spend a little more time together, a little more connectivity. I know I could use some. Maybe you feel like reaching out, reach out to me on the Twitter machine at Ross Nielsen or RossNielsen@gmail.com and send me a note. Let me know what you think of the show or just to say hi. I miss you and care about you immensely, and thank you for listening. We're going out today with one of my top favorite Dylan tunes, Tangled Up in Blue, from arguably the most popular Dylan album, Blood on the Tracks. This version is my favorite version of this song. I couldn't get through a Dylan-honored show without playing some Jerry Garcia, because he does some of the best Dylan covers on earth. His version of Simple Twist of Fate and Senor just blow my mind. But what is better than his version of Tangled Up in Blue? I can't think of anything, ladies and gentlemen. Ripping guitar, Jerry at his finest in the early 90s with the Jerry Garcia Band. Thank you for tuning in today. We'll see you next week. Stay good. Be good to one another. Love one another. Be nice. Be kind. Look out for each other. And don't forget to get some Tangled Up in Blue. This is Jerry Garcia Band, and my name is Ross Nielsen, signing off for Killer Tunes on 95.7 FM The Wolf in Fredericton. We'll see you next week, everybody. Stay good.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed. I wondered if she changed that much, if her hair was still red. Her parents said our life together sure was gonna be tough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. I'm standing on the side of the road, rain pouring on my shoes. Heading out for the East Coast, God knows I paid some dues. Getting through. Tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met. Soon
place. Drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Separated all the darks that night, but the green it was best. She turned around to me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I went out to the great northwest, working as a cook for a spell. Employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. And all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I've known a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew tangled up in the
we'll be right back. know they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know